completely untraceable. Of course, it came up unavailable, but he thought that, there's no way that we would be able to track him down. Anyway, with my law enforcement connections, we trapped the line. They did the homework. They were able to get it. They, through the switching office and everything, found out the call was coming from through a long-distance company called, like, Lightyear Communications. And I have copies of his phone bill. I mean, literally, we got copies of his phone bill for like 6 or 8 months. This guy, Brad, in East Alton, Illinois. Hey, Brad, how you doing? So, Brad, this guy has the gall to then enter our American Idiot Contest. Were you here yet, Hoover?
Yeah, I was here.
Just started, right?
Yeah, I was here.
It was American Idiot, and we played off American Idol, and what was the stupidest thing you would do on videotape, and then win... I think it was $5,000.
We were giving already here for a year when we did that.
Oh, were you?
Yep.
Yeah,
we did that
in August of 2001. We did that summer of 2002.
Yeah, you're right. So this guy actually entered, this guy Brad from East Alton, Illinois. He listens to us in the St. Louis market. This guy entered the contest with that shtick, with that bit of screwing with people at the drive-thru windows over, by taking over their frequency. So, I've been aware of this prank for a while. So that's why I didn't even do the story last week.
All right.
So that's the story there. But yeah, this guy tried to screw with us. And meanwhile, within a week, had his name, address, phone number, all the activities he's into. In fact, the FBI still has the case.
Not too funny when we turn the tables on you, huh, Brad?
That's not too funny, but the whole thing about getting on the same...
That's funny. Hey, Brad, that's funny. Stick with that crap.
That's funny. Telling people they're too fat for a head. Can't have a whopper.
Stick with that, buddy. All right, moving along here. This is pretty interesting. Now, where did this come from? This was a New York Post.